Hey there, and welcome to English for You. I'm Seb.
And I'm Elsie.
Elsie, what were you like when you were 10 years old?
10岁. I was active, liked to play dodgeball with my friends.
Really?
And I always got good grades. What about you?
I used to love drawing. I used to draw cartoons.
Wow.
I used to watch cartoons, and I used to love playing with my friends. You know, normal kid stuff, right?
Right. I bet you didn't run your own Silicon Valley company, though.
Really? No. I mean, like, who runs a company when they're 10 years old?
Well, actually, there's this girl in California causing a stir in the news with her new business.
Don't tell me she's 10 years old, too. I've got to find out more about this girl.
Well, this amazing girl is what today's article is all about. Let's take a look.
Reading. Meet Samira Mitha, board game whiz kid. Samira Mitha, a 10-year-old computer programmer, has big plans. If it were up to her, everyone would learn to code. How?It's through her Coder Bunnies board game, which she designed and developed herself. Mitha's mission? To get everyone, no matter what their age is, excited about coding. Both the Coder Bunnies game and Mitha's Coder Bunnies company have already met with great success. In fact, Mitha has led over 60 classes,for more than 2,000 kids wanting to learn coding skills. She's also met Stacy Sullivan, Google's chief culture officer. Sullivan offered Mitha a job at Google to be started when she has completed her studies. Mitha has ideas of her own, however, and says she's currently happy with her role as an entrepreneur.A quick visit to the official Coder Bunnies website reveals one of the next chapters in her career. She's continued developing board games, and with her 6-year-old brother's help, has recently released Coder Minds. This board game educates players about the basic concepts of artificial intelligence, or AI. In spite of her youth,Mitha has turned these once complex concepts into child's play.
Okay, so our article for today is called Samira Mitha, Board Game Whiz Kid, and it begins like this. Samira Mitha, a 10-year-old computer programmer, has big plans. Wait, what? She designs computer programs as well, and she's 10 years old.
She's 10 years old.That's not all. The article also tells us if it were up to her, everyone would learn to code.
Code.
Code 是动词编写程式的意思。Do you know how to code?
I don't. I've tried to learn. I've tried.
I've never tried, but I don't want to try. It's so hard.
It's an important skill, but for a child?
Yeah, for a child. But why would we learn to code?
The article says how it's through her Coder Bunnies board game, which she designed and developed herself.
Board game?
Yeah, board game. This is one really clever idea. Coding is one of those skills that I think is going to be really, really useful in the future. Mm-hmm. So teaching little kids, with something as simple as a board game and as fun as a board game is a really great way of preparing them for later life, right?
Yeah, do you love board games? I love them.
Yes, still. Play board games all the time. Yes. So the article continues. Meta's mission, to get everyone, no matter what their age, is excited about coding.
Oh, she wants to get everyone excited about this.
Okay, yes. And we have a very bold, exciting word here, right? Mission, which is a noun. It's a very important task that a person...or a group must do. Now, a mission is much more than doing your homework, much bigger than that. Think of the Marvel superhero movies, like X-Men and the Avengers. In each one of these films, the hero always has to fight bad guys and save the world. Why? Because it's their mission to do so.
Now I'm thinking about Aquaman.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
Sorry.
But wait, Meta isn't Aquaman, right?
Or, no, she's not.
Yeah, and she is not one of the X-Men, but she still has a mission because it is a big goal that she wants to achieve. She has made getting people excited about coding her mission. Oh. Let's take a look at an example now. Tony's mission in life is to make as much money as he can by whatever means possible.
Wow.
Shady Tony.
Mission 这个字呢是个名词代表使命天赋。I always think of Tom Cruise's movie Mission Impossible when I see the word mission. 不可能的任务。Maybe the movie is too old for our audience now.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's too old for you.
No, I saw it.
Okay.
When I was like six.
Okay.
Okay.
So, has this Metha achieved anything so far?
Well, the article says both the Coda Bunnies game and Meta's Coda Bunnies company have already met with great success.
Wow.
Right, so both Meta and her company have done very well so far. I don't know if you've seen this, Elsie, but this game is really, really cool.
Really?
Yeah, it works like Monopoly, or like Chutes and Ladders. So it's very simple, but you somehow learn the basics of how to code, which is really neat, right?
So you learn when you are playing.
Yes, you move pieces around the board.
Cool. Mm-hmm. Then you'll have to teach me how to play this board game.
Yes.
Later, all right?
Once I get it.
Meta 和他的公司呢目前都很成功。And the article says, in fact, Meta has led over 60 classes for more than 2,000 kids wanting to learn coding skills.
That's crazy.
Normally, kids don't learn coding skills at school, right? Mm-hmm. Thanks to Meta, kids can learn coding skills from her.
Mm-hmm. And the article goes on, she also met Stacy Sullivan, Google's chief culture officer.
Wow.
Pretty important people, right?
Oh,
Google.
Google 的什么长官呢？文化。我们来现在看一下，以前我们学过 CEO， 他是 Chief Executive Officer， 是总裁，是总执行长。这边我们看到的是 CCO， Chief Culture Officer， 首席文化官。所以才十岁的 Meta 已经跟 Google 的首席文化官见面了。What's more, Sullivan offered Meta a job at Google to be started when she has completed her studies.
What?
今天的英文练功房呢，我们要来比较 offer、provide 还有 supply 的不同。offer、provide、supply 都可以解释为提供，但是呢，在英文的用法上面意义有一点点不一样。第一个 offer 它有主动提供的意味，而且呢，对方是可以选择要不要接受的。句型是 offer somebody something， 或者是 offer something to somebody。For example, a stranger offered the little girl a chocolate bar.But she didn't take it. 再来，我们看到 provide 这个字呢，它是基于对方的需求给予东西。句型是 provide somebody with something， 或者是 provide something for somebody。那例句是什么呢？ Even though he was provided with what he wanted, he was still unhappy.再来第三个咯 supply 比较偏重的是长期规律性的供应，往往是日常生活当中所需要的物资。句型是呢 supply somebody with something 或是 supply something to somebody。那例句是什么呢 ？The organization has supplied the homeless with food and clothes.
Right, so she is going to be offered a job once she has completed her studies.
Right.
Wow.Complete. This is a very handy piece of vocabulary that means to finish something. Complete is a transitive verb, which means it takes an object. So we complete our studies when we finish high school or college and start working. There are other ways we can use the word complete too. For example, if you are ever asked to complete a form, what you're being asked to do is fill out all the blanks on the paper with your name, contact details, and any other important information. Complete can also be used as an adjective, but in this case, it means something that is so great, is as great as it could possibly be. So I could say something is a complete waste of time if there is really no point in doing it.
Mm-hmm.
So I spent ages preparing for this meeting and then it was cancelled. It was a complete waste of time to prepare for that meeting. Okay, anyway, let's take a look at an example sentence of how to use complete as a verb. In this college, it usually takes 4 years to complete most courses.
所以 complete 这个字可以当动词用也可以当形容词用、像是爸妈可能问你 Have you completed your homework?、你完成你的作业了吗或者是 Is your homework complete? 你的作业完成了吗、OK, 回到文章呢 Is Metha going to accept the offer after she finished her studies?
I definitely would. Who wouldn't want to work for Google?
Who wouldn't? Right.
However, it looks like Meta isn't interested in working for Google right now.
What?
Yes, she's not interested in working for them when she completes her studies. Meta has ideas of her own, however,、and says she's currently happy with her role as an entrepreneur.
Entrepreneur.
Ooh, entrepreneur. That is someone who runs their own business or sometimes runs multiple businesses, lots of businesses at the same time.
也就是创业家的意思、所以他现在很满意自己的状况他不想要接受 Google 给他的工作、He doesn't、want to take the offer
No, she wants to run her business
Okay,、next the article tells us A quick visit to the official Coder Bunny's website Reveals one of the next chapters in her career
They have an official website as well,、and she is 10 years old.、
10 years old.
Yes, but it reveals the next chapter. That's a noun, something resembling a chapter,、because it is significant、in a specified unit. So a chapter is not necessarily, we can talk about a chapter in a book, for example.
Chapter one, chapter two.
Chapter one, chapter two. But we can also talk about a chapter being a period in someone's life or a period in history or an important, sections in time, you know?
Yeah.
So, when I moved to Asia, it was an exciting new chapter in my life.、The period of my life that went up to me moving to Asia was one time, and then I moved to Asia and I started a new life.
Oh,
it was a new chapter in my life.
Yeah, it was、a new chapter.
Yes. So the example sentence for this is, the war was now entering its final chapter.、So the last stage of the war.、Okay, back to the article.
Yeah.
She's continued developing board games and with her 6-year-old brother's help has recently released Coder Minds.
So one is 10 years old and the other is 6 years old. What?
Oh, I mean, this board game looks pretty awesome, but I can't believe this. Why is it so awesome, Elsie?
Okay, so the article tells us this board game educates players about the basic concepts of artificial intelligence, or AI.
What?
Mm-hmm. Artificial intelligence.
Okay,
so... Can you imagine that?
Learning to code isn't enough.
Right.
We have
now,
to learn about AI as well. Okay.But we need to be educated、about AI.、Educate is a verb, and it means to teach someone about something or to show them how to do it in a better way. Now, in formal or written English, we can use educate to talk about teaching people things、in a school. So, for example, you might see on a school website, Summerfield High educates boys and girls aged 11 to 18.That's a fancy, nice-sounding way of saying they teach boys and girls aged 11 to 18. However, educate doesn't have to be something that happens in the classroom. If I say that my friend Ben educated his friends about bullying, he isn't a teacher and he's not teaching them how to bully. He's informing them about bullying and telling them about it so they know more about why it is bad.There is an adjective form of educate as well, which is educated,、which talks about how much someone knows about something or how well or poorly behaved they are. Someone who is well educated is, you know, very formal, very polite. Someone who is poorly educated is, you know, messy, rude, Okay, those so general behaviors.
I can say Seb is a well-educated man.
Yes, Seb is a gentleman. But
here's the Seb.
Let's stop talking about Seb and go to the example sentence. Before she moved to India to become an aid worker, Sonia decided to educate herself about the local culture. Okay, so she's making sure she knows more about it.
Mm-hmm. Educate 的动词就是教育，那它的名词我们也学一下哦，是 education。Mm-hmm. 那刚刚 Seb 提到的这个形容词 well educated 就是受到良好教育的。So I can also say my professor is a well educated man like Seb.、Mm-hmm.
Like me, I'm very well educated.
Okay, what about the word concept?
Okay, right. So we have, yeah, it's another good bit of vocab here.
Yeah.
Concept is a noun, and what it is an idea about how something is done or how it should be done. So we can talk about key, fundamental, or central concepts. Those are all concepts or ideas that are very, very important、mm-hmm. for understanding a topic or a point of discussion. Okay, so、if we want to understand a concept better, we can grasp a concept.
Grasp.
Means to understand a concept.、
Oh.
What other concepts are there? We have abstract concepts, which are concepts or ideas、mm-hmm. that are not based on ideas, actual physical things. They're actually based on ideas or kind of big...
抽象的
Yes,、mm-hmm. yeah, exactly. So we could say, for example, true love is an abstract concept because we all have different ideas about what true love is.
Yeah.
But we're getting a bit complicated now, right? We're、
yeah.
getting a bit complicated. Let's look at our example sentence.
Okay.
This book talks about several key concepts in Buddhism. Okay.
Oh, concept,、hmm. 简单来说就是概念。所以 Metha 的这款桌游呢，在教育玩家们关于 artificial intelligence 的概念。那 artificial、mm-hmm. intelligence 就是 AI, 人工智慧。
Mm-hmm. Right, so we are talking about some very complicated concepts right here. But that's no problem for Metha. The article concludes by saying,、
uh-huh.
in spite of her youth, Metha has turned these once complex concepts into child's play. Hmm. Okay, so we heard in spite of here. So in spite of her youth...Or we could also say, in spite of her age. In spite, this is a useful phrase when someone or something is not affected or stopped by something. So, for example, I might say, in spite of the bad traffic, I was able to make it to the airport on time. In other words, though the traffic was bad, it didn't stop me from making it to the airport on time. We can also use in spite of in a negative way.So in spite of Elsie's help, I still wasn't able to pass the exam. Elsie tried to help me, but even though she gave me lots of great advice, I still wasn't able to pass the exam. Tough luck, right? What's not so tough, though, is how we use in spite of. In all cases, we simply take in spite of plus the thing that didn't stop us, and last of all, the result. So...normally, in spite of is followed by a noun or gerund, but you can also add a verb if you make it in spite of the fact that. So, in spite of the fact that I've been talking for so long, you're still all listening. So, our example sentence for in spite of is, in spite of the bad weather, Sam still decided to go camping this weekend.
In spite of, 这是一个介系词片语，所以记得后面要加名词或动名词，代表尽管的意思。Mm-hmm. 那我们还看到一个 to turn A into B, 就是使 A 变成 B. For example, the witch turned the prince into a frog.
Mm-hmm. Oh dear, that's unlucky. Okay, one more good bit of vocab though.
Okay.
We can see complex here.
Oh.
This sentence also had complex concepts.Mm-hmm. So that's a tricky one. Why? Because complex or complex, which is an adjective that we use to talk about something very difficult or complicated. So, for example, our bodies are extremely complex because they're made up of tiny different parts which are constantly working together to keep us alive.
Mm.
We could also talk about complex issues or complex problems, things like poverty or global warming.Why? Because these are things that are very difficult to deal with.
Right.
There's lots of different things that make them a problem. Our example sentence is, The teacher tried to give a class on rocket science, but it was far too complex. Hardly anyone understood what he was talking about.
So we can say complex or complex?
Complex, yeah.
Two ways, right?
Yeah, the stress.
Yeah. 形容词两种的这个重音都可以 complex or complex. 它是复杂的跟难懂的。And what is child's play? I think we have to go to our pocket phrase go video now.
Pocket phrase go!
我本人就是高科技的存在，变大变小难不倒我，我就是 Ant-Man 蚁人。对我这种熟悉高科技的人来说呢， Hacking into computers for me is child's play， 小菜一碟好吗？小 case 啦。诶，说到电脑，你喜欢打电动吗？如果呢，我说有一个专为三岁小朋友设计的电动，你觉得是简单还是难呢？对嘛，给小朋友玩的一定不会太复杂，所以呢 child's play 小朋友玩的肯定呢很简单咯。所以呢，当我们说一件事情是 be child's play， OK， 那就是形容这件事情怎么样， very 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 easy， 超级简单的啦。像是呢，我有在厨房打工过呢，所以哦怎么样， I've worked part time in a restaurant beforeSo cooking steaks is child's play for me. OK, 对我来说煎牛排是很简单的事情啦。所以要说简单的事情， be child's play。
文章最后告诉我们呢，尽管 Metha 他的年纪轻，但是他已经把这个复杂的人工智慧呢概念变成一件简单的事情了。She's such an intelligent girl.
Such an intelligent
girl. What was I doing when I was her age? What were you doing?
I was watching cartoons.
Me too. Okay.
Right.
I think now it's time for us to go to
our chat.
For you chat.
For you chat.
Okay, so our for you chat question for today is, what is something you would like to teach others about? And how would you teach it, Seb?
Well, this is a very easy one for me, Elsie. I have always wanted to teach people about art history.
Art history?
So at university, I studied Japanese art history.
Cool.
Well, a class on it. And we learned so many interesting things about, you know, about kabuki, about theater, about paintings, and all the stories behind them. I'm always inspired by...learning about different cultures and the stories behind things. Like when I go to the, when I've been to the National Palace Museum here in Taipei, I'm like astounded by how many like different exhibits and interesting stories there are behind every different thing. Wow. So if I taught an art history class, I would want it to be about old and interesting objects from around the world.
You've already got one student.That's me.
Sign up. My tuition is quite expensive.
Oh, no! Special discount!
I'll give you 10%.
All right. So, what do you think our students want to teach their classmates or friends?
I don't know. I think you guys have to talk about that between yourselves.
Okay.
Okay. So, for English for You, I am Seb.
I'm Elsie.
Bye. We will see you next time.
See you.
Bye.
Meet Samira Metha, board game whiz kid. Samira Metha, a 10-year-old computer programmer, has big plans. If it were up to her, everyone would learn to code. How? It's through her Coder Bunnies board game, which she designed and developed herself. Metha's mission?To get everyone, no matter what their age is, excited about coding. Both the Coder Bunnies game and Metha's Coder Bunnies company have already met with great success. In fact, Metha has led over 60 classes for more than 2,000 kids wanting to learn coding skills. She's also met Stacy Sullivan, Google's chief culture officer.Sullivan offered Metha a job at Google to be started when she has completed her studies. Metha has ideas of her own, however, and says she's currently happy with her role as an entrepreneur. A quick visit to the official Coder Bunny's website reveals one of the next chapters in her career. She's continued developing board games, and with her 6-year-old brother's help, has recently released Coder Minds. This board game educates players about the basic concepts of artificial intelligence, or AI. In spite of her youth, Metha has turned these once complex concepts into child's play.
Vocabulary Review. Mission. This organization's mission is to build new homes for survivors of the earthquake. Complete. Once you have completed reading part one of the book, please write a brief summary of the story so far. Chapter. The scientist's discovery marked a new chapter in modern medicine. Educate. Before moving to Nigeria, Amanda took the time to educate herself about the local culture. Concept. The teacher took extra time to explain some of the more difficult concepts in his class. Complex. Climate change is a complex problem that cannot be changed or prevented easily.